fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver! Hi-yo!
Deep in the valley, a cluster of lights glittered against the heavy curtain of night. To the two horsemen who rode slowly down the trail to the plain below, it looked like a tiny jewel against the now darkening grass. One of the riders was a tall man who wore a white hat and a black mask. He rode a white stallion. The other was a grave-faced Indian dressed in buckskin who sat apaint. As the horsemen reached the end of their journey, the cluster of lights materialized into the town of Green Tree. Slowly, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode through the main street and up to the general store.
General store just ahead, Tonto. Maybe we can persuade the owner to open up.
Store all dark. House in back dark, too.
Yes, the storekeeper may not be there.
Ah.
If he isn't, we'll go on to the cafe.
Plenty light in cafe. Plenty people there.
I don't want to go beyond Green Tree without the supplies we need.
Door a store, wide open.
Yes, I see it is. The place is dark.
Ah. There's someone in there. You see him move?
Yes. Steady, Silver. Pull big, fellow.
Ah. Two horse in back. Full saddle and horse.
Steady. Come along, Tonto.
This place ain't open for business.
I want to speak to you.
I tell you, this place ain't open for business. I just come to get me something I needed.
Now, we've traveled a long way, and we still have a long trip ahead. If you sell me what I need, we won't have to spend the night in Green Tree.
Well, all right. What do you want? Make it fast.
Now, can't you make a light in here?
The lantern's out of oil. What do you want?
Well, I need meal and bacon and...
Ain't got none.
There's plenty of oil in this lamp.
See here, you.
There is. Tonto, look out.
Yeah. Oh, well, on you.
Got the redskin.
Yeah, and I got this hombre. We got what we need?
Sure.
Then let's travel. Make it fast.
Yeah, I gotta close the front door. We never should have left it open in the first place.
We had to be ready to make a fast getaway either direction.
There. Now, what about these two? Should we leave them where they dropped?
Sure, we hit them hard enough to keep them cooled off for some time. Come on.
Maybe we ought to drill them to make sure.
And bring the town here with a gunshot? Come on, we're in the clear. We didn't leave any clues.
When they found out what we borrowed from the store, the folks will sure be curious. Downright curious.
The clatter of hoofs echoed on the street in the silent night as the two outlaws spurred their horses for the getaway. Behind them, in the general store, lay the inert figures of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, where they had been dropped by the surprise blows of gun butts against their skulls. Then, his head reeling, the masked man regained consciousness. For a moment, his mind groped for a clue to his whereabouts in the dark interior. Then suddenly, he heard a faint rustle behind him and turned to face it.
Something back of me.
You quiet. You're not hurt bad.
Oh, Tonto.
Me here.
I saw someone about to hit you. I lined against the door. Arm upraised.
May get hit on head.
And the storekeeper. Oh, we're still in the store.
You wait.
All right. It'll be clear in a minute.
Get your hands up. You're covered. Close him, boys.
Grab him, Dylan. Rope the critters.
You're under arrest. We got you covered.
Don't make a move.
Keep your hands up.
Somebody light the lamps.
Hold on, all of you.
Hey, slip away from me.
Hold your fire. Don't shoot. It's too close.
Listen to me. I'm up here on the counter. All of you keep back. You're covered. You with the match. Go ahead and light the lantern. Let's have a look at this place.
Hey, he's masked.
Yes, I'm masked. Otto, come up here with me.
Come.
If you don't surrender right away, we'll have more charges against you.
You're the sheriff?
I am.
Then you'll be interested in what I have to say. Todd and I stopped here when we saw the door open. We wanted supplies. Well, two men were here, and we thought one was the owner of the store.
I'm the owner, no one else.
Oh, we didn't know that. We were knocked down and out. Came to a moment before you closed in on us.
I seen you. I seen your horses out front and called my friends. I could see you hiding. The two of you hugging the floor so you wouldn't be seen.
I told you why we were on the floor. Well, what's been stolen?
I'll ask the questions here.
All right, go on and ask.
Andy, what's been stolen?
My cash is all here. It's $500, not touched at all.
There's a case that's been emptied. What was in it?
Will you keep still? Andy, ain't that the case where you kept all them engine beads and bright paints and hunks of glass and the like?
Yeah. Why was all that stuff stolen? Aren't worth hardly anything at all.
Search those two hombres.
Stay where you are. How else is gone?
Anything else going, Andy?
Hey! My stock of fancy clothes is cleaned out.
Yeah.
I had a dozen pants and coats on that there bar.
Why in Tunkett would anyone steal that stuff and leave the high-priced silk goods in the cash? Why did you do it, stranger? Where'd you hide that stuff?
We're leaving now, Sheriff. Get your friends away from the door.
You're doing nothing of the sort. You're prisoners.
Here, Silver!
Look out, that horse!
Out of my way!
Wait, stop! Oh, hey. Under arrest!
Shoot and you'll hit your friends.
Steady.
Come on, Tonto.
I'll be with you.
Come on, Silver. Jump to your own horse, Tonto.
Into it.
That's it.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
Leaning low over their horses' necks, the masked man and his Indian friend raced for the prairie. The powerful strides of Silver and Scout soon outdistanced any thought of pursuit by the sheriff and his men, and they fired wildly into the night after the fast disappearing figures. As soon as he was sure they were safe, the Lone Ranger signaled to stop and reined in his white stallion near a clump of trees. Quickly, Tonto followed suit.
We can stay here for the night, Tonto. They'll never find us if we don't use a campfire.
That's right, but why we stay here?
We can't go far without supplies.
We not get supplies from store. We go back there, sheriff grab us.
Do you want to leave here with the law considering us thieves?
No.
Well, if we find the crooks, we'll clear our names.
And
Tonto, those crooks are up to something big.
What you mean?
Yeah, well, if it's cash they were after, they could have had it.
That's right.
The cash and the more valuable things in the store hadn't been touched. They didn't even steal the high-priced guns and pistols.
And steal Indian beads and other things Indians like.
Yes.
Thieves not Indian. You hear fella talk.
You're right. Those men were not Indians. But they're going to deal with Indians. I want to know what they're up to.
The two thieves made good their escape and headed north. The following morning found them cooking breakfast after an all-night ride on horseback.
Benton, the whole thing worked out as smooth as silk. We got the stuff we needed, and we left a couple of hombres to take the blame for the stealing.
Well, you think those two will take the blame?
Sure they will.
Not without a squawk.
Squawking won't help them none. Here, give me some of that java.
Here, you are. Hold it.
Is that bacon ready yet?
Yeah, help yourself. Help yourself.
There were strangers in town. The one I laid out was masked.
Masked?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? You didn't say anything about that.
Yeah, he was, though.
Well, the chances are he was aiming to rob the store anyhow.
Sure thing.
It was a redskin that I got.
Yeah, I know. If that makes it all the more reasonable to suppose those two will be blamed.
Well, what about the loot? What about him being knocked out?
The sheriff will figure there was another one that got away. We're in the clear. Hurry up and finish eating. We got work to do.
Well, how soon will we get to the redskin camp?
Yeah, it's just the other side of that there ridge.
You know one of those redskins, don't you?
Sure.
You can talk to him?
I told you that part was all said.
Good.
They're bad lot, too. Poison bad.
Yeah, so I've heard.
The folks that live between here and the town are always afraid those critters will get on the warpath. Yeah, we won't have no trouble at all working out our scheme.
Maybe we should have took some fire water from the store.
Ah, no.
Well, there was some cash there, too. We should have took that.
Now we got all we need. Shucks, we'll have more cash than we can take care of when we put this deal across.
Hold it. Hmm? Listen a minute. Someone coming. Yeah, hear a horse.
Come out in the clear where we can see. Get your shooting iron ready.
Got it.
Look. Great day in the morning, we're in 18-karat luck. It's a redskin.
Who?
The critter I know, the one I'm working with, the half-breed.
A breed, huh?
Yeah, name's Half Crow. Hi there, breed.
Hello.
Where are you going?
We hear of robbery in town.
You heard of that already?
Rider come into camp at daybreak.
One of your own?
That right. One of my tribe. He told of robbery. I come see if you all right.
Yeah, well, we're here, ain't we? Sure, we're all right.
You're not here alone very long.
What do you mean?
From top of hill, two other rider can be seen. They follow trail. Come this way.
Who are they?
Masked man on white horse and redskin.
Masked man?
Him called Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Sig, that does it. That explains it. That's who that hombre was. The Lone Ranger. He's got away from the lawman in town.
I see.
Him come this way. Follow trail. Find you. That not good.
Well, it ain't bad. Now that we know he's coming.
Ambush?
Why, sure. That's what we'll do. Well, how are things in the camp, in your camp?
Indians ready to act. I told story about great wealth.
Oh, you did, huh? That's good.
All Indian believe their great wealth coming on next train through here. All Indian ready to attack train on signal.
Good.
You bring Indian wealth?
Just you take the packs off our horses back there. Your outfit there. Show them what kind of stuff is in the train. Tell them there's a whole train load of the same sort of stuff. And tell them there's a lot of fire water, too. That'll get them.
Me go back with word. You tell when train come.
Train comes tomorrow. The packs are there on the low branch of the tree. Fenton and me'll head back and waylay that Lone Ranger. Trailing us, you say, huh?
That right.
Must have doggone good eyesight.
He has. Come on, Fenton.
I'm with you as soon as the saddle.
Never mind the saddle. Ride bareback. No time to saddle. That's it, Breed. That's the stuff you want. Take her along with you. We'll check with you later on. Yep. Ready, Fenton?
All ready.
Here goes for that Lone Ranger. Get along there, boy. Come on, get up.
Quickly, the two outlaws spurred their horses in the direction of the Lone Ranger. As they rode, they planned how they would ambush the masked man and his Indian friend. Meanwhile, unaware that the renegades were heading back to waylay them, the Lone Ranger and Tonto held their horses to a slow walk.
Trail isn't hard to follow, Tonto. Not the sun is up.
That right.
They wouldn't have made any time at all if we tried to follow it at night.
There are woods ahead.
Yes. The trees get pretty thick on the side of that ridge.
Ah.
You said there were a band of Indians nearby.
Ah. We see smoke from Indian fire at dawn. Indian in valley. Beyond ridge.
This trail heads right toward the ridge. Maybe we'll find the thieves there.
Maybe.
I can't understand why they left the valuable things and stole the trash. Something's brewing. Yes, something big.
Concealed by the thick branches of trees, the outlaws crept stealthily out on a crooked bough which overlooked the trail and waited for their quarry to approach. Their small, beady eyes fastened with anticipation on the two figures riding toward them, unaware of the danger which lay ahead. Then, slowly, carefully, they raised their guns and squinted along the sights at their targets.
Fenton, get your rifle ready. They're coming.
I'm ready.
Shoot them when I give the word and shoot to kill. I won't take chances with the Lone Ranger. If I'd known it was him, I'd done for him in the store.
I'm all set. I'll shoot and shoot to kill.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. continue our story. Concealed by branches and the leaves of the tree where they had propped themselves in a bough to pick off the Lone Ranger and Tonto with gunfire, the two outlaws carefully took aim on their targets. Unmindful that the men they were trailing were lying in ambush just ahead, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode on. Suddenly, the grave-faced Indian lifted his hand and signaled a halt.
What is it, Tonto?
Me look at trail here for a minute.
The tracks of those men are mighty clean cut at this point.
Men in saddle.
Yes, I know. I meant the tracks of the horses they rode.
Me take close look at ground. You get off horse, too.
Very well, Kimasabi. What is it, Tonto?
When you look at ground real close, keep eye on ground.
Well?
Maybe danger in tree ahead.
Danger?
Fella in there in hiding.
There is?
You see birds, axe train, someone in tree.
How'll we make sure?
You keep out of gunfire. Me ride ahead.
And get shot? No, we'll both ride ahead. Charge and take them before they're ready. They won't look for a sudden attack.
Me ready.
Get ready to jump for your saddle. Keep your head down. Ready?
Steady boy, come on, Silver.
Get off! Stop!
Fire on them!
Racing their mounts down the line of fire, the Lone Ranger and Tonto loosened their guns in readiness. At their rider's command, the powerful white stallion and the sturdy paint leaped with long, sinewy strides toward the tree where the outlaws were hiding. In a moment, they had reached their destination. And standing in their saddles, the masked man and the Indian quickly grasped the renegades by the heels and pulled them from their perch.
And there, Father.
Put them, Silver. At them, boy.
Leap, fix them.
I'll take this one.
Hey, look out there.
It's Wild Redskin.
You'll finish what you started last night.
Oh.
Fellow, look out.
He got him.
Oh, don't knock them out. We want to question them. You, get up.
Now, see here.
Come on your feet.
Oh, let me alone. Let me be. I ain't done nothing. What's the idea, anyhow?
That's what I want to know. You knocked us down last night.
Oh, that ain't so. We never seen you before.
Yes, you did, in the store in Green Tree. It was dark.
Oh, now, hold on. You got me mixed up with someone else. Me and my friend just came from Green Tree.
We followed your tracks.
Well, we heard about the robbery in the store.
Sure, we heard about it, but we didn't have anything to do with it.
A two track here.
Yes. Why did you ride your own back trail?
We heard you coming, that's all. We wondered who it was.
Sure we did. Our camp's just yonder a little ways.
Oh, we're giving it to you straight, mister. We never robbed nobody. We wouldn't do that. We're just a couple of hombres that finally got fed up with being out of work in town and decided to head north and look for new diggings.
That's right. We was only going to try our luck in the country north of here.
Yeah, we heard there might be gold to be found.
Well, we'll have a look at your camp.
We don't know anything about you being knocked down. Do we look like the sort of critters that do that kind of thing?
I don't know. I'll take your guns out.
Me take pistols. You take rifles.
You rode up ahead and then came back.
Oh, sure.
Sure we did, sure. I was wondering about you. We saw you coming and wearing that mask.
Yes?
So we figured you might be the thieves. Well, we thought to ask you questions.
All right. Mount up.
Sure, but what are you going to do with this?
See your camp. I'll get going.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say, mister, but if you're honest men, you'll find us the same.
Get going. We'll ride back of you, steady big fella.
You won't shoot us in the back.
Get going.
Yes, sir. Get up there.
Get up. Well, what about it, Tonto?
Me sure them same fellers.
We might have followed the wrong trail. They tell a pretty straight story.
Those same fellers. Me no boys.
You don't make mistakes, Tonto. But if they don't have any of the stolen goods in their camp,
We see. Get them up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. It's logical enough for them to have sighted us, laid in wait to see who we were. Anyone from town knew of the robbery and saw us coming. They'd do the same.
Them fellas crooks. Me know.
We'll see if they have the stolen goods in their camp.
Herding their prisoners before them, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode toward the outlaws' camp, where they hoped to find the goods stolen from the general store. Soon they were there, but unaware that the two robbers had given their loot to Half Crow, the half-breed, to take to the Indian camp, they failed to find any trace of the goods.
There you are, you see. There ain't a sign of anything that don't belong to us around here.
Very well.
I hope you're satisfied.
There's certainly no evidence against you.
You wait, Kimasabi.
It's all right, Tonto. We'll go on toward the Indian camp. Maybe we can find something there. It's a sure thing that Indian goods were stolen from the store.
Hold on now. You took our guns.
Your rifles are there against that tree. Here are your pistols.
Thanks.
Sorry to have bothered you.
You sure clipped me a good one on the chin, but I'm willing to call it square.
Thanks. If I made a mistake, I'll apologize. Come on, boy.
Drill the redskin. I'll get the other one.
Right.
Hold him, fellow.
My gun's empty.
You bet it is.
Tricked us.
This time there's no mistake.
Oh, let me go. Let me go.
Rub that one.
He fixed him. Oh.
Rub them good, fellow. Yeah. We don't like being shot in the back, you crooks.
Oh, now, we wasn't sure.
Don't lie anymore. Now, why did the Indian who came here from the north take the stuff you stole?
We don't know what you're talking
about. The tracks tell part of the story. The evidence the rest.
And the rope hurt.
Yeah, the rope on neck hurt plenty more.
Yeah, put that one on his horse. We'll see what the sheriff has to say.
Lashing the outlaws in their horses' saddles, the masked men and Tonto drove them ahead toward Green Tree in the sheriff's office. Surprised by their appearance, the sheriff questioned the Lone Ranger's prisoners for hours. Then, puzzled, returned to the masked man and the Indian.
I don't know how to take you, stranger. Those two you brought in are worthless critters. I know that.
Well, you've spent a whole day talking to them, Sheriff. What do they say?
They stick to their story.
They know that they have to. They confess. They're sure to be jailed.
The whole thing boils down to this. You got to prove they robbed the store.
Very well. Come along, Tonto.
Now, hold on.
What's that?
Where are you going?
Try and get the proof.
Oh, no, you don't. The law wants you to. You broke away from us last night, but you don't do it again.
How do you think we can get the proof you want if we stay here?
I got enough against you to jail you. You was at the scene of the crime. Now, by thunder, I'll question you. Where's your accomplice?
Accomplice?
Now, come through with a straight yarn. Where is he?
What are you talking about?
You had another man with you when you robbed the store. He's the one that got away with the loot. Where is he?
Oh, Sheriff.
Hey, Sheriff. What about Fenton and Sig?
Turn him loose. We got no call to hold him any longer.
Oh, Sheriff, plenty big fool.
Wait, Tonto.
All right. Well, say, Sheriff, all the boys are still on guard around the office. Should we let them go?
No. Keep them here. We're jailing this masked man and the redskin.
Sheriff, if you want the other man who was involved in this robbery, you'll have to follow his trail.
Yeah?
Yes.
You and...
The other one, Tonto.
He got him.
Hey!
We're leaving. If any of your guards fire, they'll hit you.
You can't do that.
Now, if you can follow us, you might learn lots of things, Sheriff. Steady, big fella. Hit for the saddle, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Come on. Come on, get up.
Following morning, the train from the east rounded a curve in the distance. Fenton and Sig were hidden by the right of way, awaiting the impending wreck.
Yeah, be here in no time now.
Yeah. Seems a shame that the choo-choo has to get wrecked, but it can't be helped.
I ain't seen anything of the Redskins. I reckon they'll be on here.
Oh, yeah. Likely amongst them rocks on the far side of the tracks.
Yeah, they'll be on the job all right enough.
It's coming at a good clip. As fast as the fastest horse could travel.
We'll be here in a minute now. Bet there'll be an awful lot of noise when it piles into them logs on the track.
Sake, looks to be slowing down some.
Yeah,
see it?
Yeah, sure enough. Why's that train slowing that way?
I don't know.
That and the doggone thing's coming right down almost to a stop.
Oh, it is coming to a stop. Look at it.
Suddenly, the great wheels of the engine began to slow. A shrill blast echoed across the rangeland as the piston settled to a slower pace, and the cars behind creaked protestingly and jolted one another as they were braked.
Some duration. That means the critters in the engine will likely shoot a couple of the Redskins.
Oh, what's the odds? It'll still look the same, an engine raid on the train. The engines will get all the blame and we'll get the gold.
There's only one thing I don't like.
What's that?
Where'd that masked man, the engine, go?
You heard what the boys in town said. The sheriff lost track of.
There come the Redskins.
That's the stuff. They're riding down on the train. They'll wipe out the crew in no time.
Hey, Fenton, look. Over there. The sheriff and his men.
The sheriff sheriff and a posse raced down on the attacking Indians. A score of townsmen rode with the lawmen, bearing guns and fighting hard. From the train, more gunfire broke out. A score of men inside the boxcars poured hot fire at the attackers. Before the fight was 5 minutes old, it was practically over. The Indians were quickly turned back, then trapped in order to throw down their arms.
And be quick about it! We don't want to hurt any more of you!
Yeah, we better clear out while we get the chance. Something went wrong, Fenton.
Let's make our sneak.
No, you don't.
Huh? The masked man!
Here they are, Sheriff.
Oh, now wait, hold on.
Come on, I see. We got you this time.
Oh, we ain't done nothing.
Nothing but loot the store and plan to wreck and rob the train.
You got no proof.
Well, you doggone dumb critters, the Lone Ranger had your tag when he was in my office yesterday. He had the whole thing worked out. He knew you wouldn't talk, so we talked so he could hear us.
What?
We've been framed.
You double cross. You lead Redskin to trap. Me fix
you. No, stop. Oh, that breed was going.
Yes, he tried to knife you, Sig. He thought you'd double crossed him.
And he'd have got you if that Lone Ranger hadn't shut his knife away. I don't know why you deserve to have your life saved, though.
You don't need us now, Sheriff, unless you still want to jail us.
Jail you? You hear that, boys? I should jail that man. I should jail the Lone Ranger.
Adios, Sheriff. All right, big fella.
Get him up, scum. Get him up.
Well, Silver! Holy!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.